The Bodleian Library is the university's central library and houses over 8 million volumes. For over 400 years, Oxford has been able to lay claim to every single book published in the UK, as the Bodleian acts as a legal deposit library, and is one of only six libraries of this kind. Among the vast numbers of books housed are various specialist collections, and many, many antiquarian volumes, making the Bodleian one of the foremost research libraries in the UK, if not the world. Students use the Bodleian, or BOD, frequently, as it is a reference-only library, and thus, whenever a book is needed, it can be requested from the Bodleian stacks, or shelves. This means that a student at Oxford can always access any text from their subject reading list. This is both cost-effective and time-effective, as all catalogues are on the World Wide Web. A student can order a book via the internet from anywhere and have it ready for them to collect when they arrive at the library. As one of the oldest libraries in Britain, the Bodleian has a varied and treasured collection. The content of the library includes over 10,000 medieval manuscripts, four copies of the Magna Carta, and, it is rumoured, every single back issue of Heat magazine. This one library alone can house 2,500 readers in 29 different reading rooms. Add to this the warren and maze of underground passages, where the bookshelves occupy 120 miles, and you begin to understand the sheer size of the library. Remember, the Bodleian is only one of the 100 libraries within the university. The central courtyard, built in the early 17th century, is known as the school's quadrangle. Many of the rooms around the quad were originally used for lectures, which is why the doorways have the names of various subject disciplines written above them in Latin. For example, there is the Schola Grammaticae et Historiae, which means School of Grammar and History, and the Schola Naturalis Philosophiae, or School of Natural Philosophy, the discipline which we would now call science. If you walk through the passageway to the right, you will see the Sheldonian Theatre. The Sheldonian is used for official university occasions and is the venue for matriculation, when new students are inducted into university, and for graduation ceremonies. Built in 1664, the Sheldonian was the second commission of Sir Christopher Wren, and is modelled on the Theatre of Marcellus from the 1st century BC. The Sheldonian is also used for concerts and recitals, and can seat almost 1,000 people under its immaculately restored 17th century painted ceiling, an allegorical story depicting truth descending upon the arts and sciences to banish ignorance from the university.